commissioners up at the Port of Mabana were holding their semi-annual meeting and high-stakes poker game the other night when Melvin, the self-named port-a-potty president, introduced into the minutes the ticklish subject of tsunami debris. The entire west side of the South End is going to be ground zero for all manner of invasive species and radioactive garbage and foreign junk, he warned ominously, and it's the port's job to anticipate this. Willie, the port's number two man, raised $5 in his rolling rock, looked around the table with his best poker face, the one that broadcast to everyone he was bluffing on a loser hand, and said maybe they could get some grant money for beach cleanup, whereupon Rick, real estate agent of the year in 2011 for Windy Rear Realty's worst sales year, opened his cards to look at a pair of jacks straight in the eyes and asked, "Who's going to give us this money, Willie? The feds are broke, the state's selling its liquor stores, the county has us cleaning up its parks, and in a minute you're going to be broke too. I'll see your five and raise you ten." Melvin groaned, but his two pair held him in, and he reluctantly pushed $15 into the pot for a look at Rick's hand, figuring both boys were bluffing. "Be a good way to promote the port," he motioned, tinkling the ice in his scotch. "The port," Willie grumbled, tossing his cards with no little disgust, "is nothing but old pilings, Mel." "Half of Japan is on the way headed right at us," Melvin repeated as he raked in the pot while Rick shook his head woefully, ready to call it a night and wrap up the meeting before his losses became personal. He hadn't sold a property in 2 months, and that one looked like it would flip any day. "Stop your worrying," he muttered. "The beach will look like a Goodwill for a while, only cheaper. Be a beachcomber's paradise. The only downside is sales at the Last Chance Thrift will plummet for a while. Not our problem." Willie brightened a bit and gestured with his beer bottle. "How about this? We hide a blown glass ball or two down by the port, advertise the hell out of it, and they'll clean up that beach like it was a resort hotel in Waikiki." He killed the rolling rock in a grand gulp and moved to adjourn. Melvin seconded, and Rick pushed away from the table. Outside in the rainy driveway, starting up his battered Toyota Camry, he could almost hear the waves churning housewares and broken furniture, appliances, and broken boats. Mostly he wished he hadn't bluffed on that last hand.